This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington, and here are a few of the stories NPR News is working on this afternoon. The United States is trying to drum up financial support for the reconstruction of Iraq at a donors' conference in Madrid. On the first day of the meeting, though, it's looking unlikely that the U.S. will be able to raise the additional $35 billion needed. Federal officials have arrested more than 300 workers at Walmart stores across the country for working in the U.S. illegally. The world's largest retailer says they were hired by outside contractors and were not company employees. Details on those stories later today on All Things Considered. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, join Ira Flatow on Science Friday for a look at humans' encounters with wild animals as people move into the wilderness. Plus, monkeys taught to control a robot arm using only brain signals. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. If Snow White's evil stepmother were to look in her magic mirror today, she might see some major changes to the animated landscape.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
He can talk.
That's right, Pooh. Now I'm a flying, talking donkey.
The Wall Street Journal reports today that Disney Studios is going digital. Starting in 2005, Disney plans to release only computer-generated, or CG, films, abandoning the long tradition of hand-drawn animation. In recent years, CG movies like Shrek and Finding Nemo have made top dollar at the box office, while Disney has had to eat big losses from animated releases like Treasure Planet. What do you think? Call us and defend the wonder of animation or the power of pixels, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Joining us to discuss the future of animation is John Kanemaker, the author of 9 books on animation history. He joins us from his office at New York University's Tisch School of the Arts, where he's the Director of Animation Studies. Good of you to be with us today.
Thank you, Neil.
What does this mean for the future of animated movies?
Well, I think it's part of the trend that has happened because of the success of Pixar's computer animation work. I think Disney has not exactly closed the door on drawn animation, but I think it's going to go to another level. That this really is kind of a transition period. That I really think the best kind of future of animation is going to be a combination of different techniques, including computer, including drawn, and probably morphing into something that we really don't know where it's going to go in the future, but I think it'll be fantastic.
Hand-drawn animation is an art form of a sort. Are computer graphics a new kind of art form?
Yes, it is. And drawing, you know, hasn't gone away with computer animation. I mean, it's used throughout the production of even computer-animated films. After the script phase, there comes, of course, the concept art, and that's hand-drawn usually, with some computer enhancement. There's the storyboard stage, which is also hand-drawn. And the other night I saw a preview of a new DreamWorks film that's in the works, won't be out till about a year from now. And it had some pencil tests, which are, you know, drawn animation, which I guess the animators are going to use to guide them or to help guide them in the computer animation.
And that goes back to Mickey Mouse.
Which does?
The pencil animation.
Oh, yeah. Pencil animation goes way, way back to 1908. But yes, for Disney animation, it does go back to Mickey in 1928.
Here's an email we got from Daniel Reed in Tulsa, Oklahoma. At first, I was sad that Disney was no longer going to make traditional animated films, he writes. I love the Disney classics. Everyone, young or old, could watch them. Then I thought that the last few animated movies they made were not made for everyone. Atlantis and Treasure Planet seem to have been made for fans of anime. Mm. I didn't even see Lilo and Stitch, he writes.
He missed something because it's a wonderful film. Lilo and Stitch was really in the great tradition of Disney family films with a lot of heart and personality.
Well, I was going to ask, I mean, is the success of these, or failure of these kinds of films, is it about the technique that's used, or is it about character and story, the way it's always been?
It's story and character. I mean, that's the thing that really puts over an animated film. The thing is that Walt Disney was an innovator, and I think he would have personally embraced the new technology. In fact, his career was built on embracing new technology. For example, he started with impressing people with soundtracks. Mickey Mouse with his innovative soundtrack and Steamboat Willie in 1928. He brought in Technicolor, three-tone Technicolor, in 1932 with the Three Little Pigs. And the multiplane camera, which added an almost three-dimensional quality to 2D art, back in 1937 with Snow White and The Old Mill, which was a silly symphony. But I think along with that, we forget that Walt Disney was also a pioneer and an innovator in terms of aesthetics. And along with this embrace of computers at Disney, I would hope that they would continue to perhaps push along the lines of a different way of approaching animation, perhaps not just so much family fair stuff. I mean, animation is an unruly art form that takes from every other kind of art form, from painting and sculpture and drawings and dance and acting and writing. It's really barely been touched in terms of what the possibilities are. I mean, in terms of story, in terms of character. I mean, where are the genres that we could be exploring in animation? Where are film noir? Where is science fiction? Where is mysteries? Where is westerns and musicals? I don't mean just for children or fairy tale musicals, but why couldn't we do Sweeney Todd in animation? Why couldn't we do Company or any of the other Stephen Sondheim musicals in animation? I mean, there's aesthetic boundaries that really, I think that's the new frontier.
Let's get a caller in. Dale's on the line with us from Fairfield in California.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, Dale.
You know, you've already said it. To me, I'm 51, and I still see a lot of animation. I love animation.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but you know, you got to be careful going to kids' shows by yourself now, especially as a male. They look at you a little strange. Let's just, you know, we'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is I agree with you that it's the story and the character. Toy Story and Toy Story 2, I believe, were successes not because the fact that they were computer graphic, but they could have been pencil drawn, and they would have been just as good because of the storyline and that character development.
I agree with you, and Finding Nemo the same way, I would say.
Absolutely. I mean, and those are some of my favorite films.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you see Lilo and Stitch?
Yes.
Well, there's a drawn film, and I think it had superior story, a very innovative story, and a wonderful, warm, interesting characters. It was lots of fun.
Yeah, Bren Boren makes much the same point in an email we just got. Disney is going to have to do more than follow the CGI animation trend to draw bigger audiences. He writes, what Disney really needs is better writing.
So, mm-hmm. Yep. And the thing was that Disney was king of the hill for so many years. I mean, nobody else really for decades was making animated features or having the success that Disney was, and now there's a lot of competition out there.
Let's get another caller. Brian's with us from St. Louis.
Yes, I have a question. Where do you see the lifelike animation going? I know they're doing work trying to imitate movement of muscles and eyes, and now with them going all digital, I know they're going to be able to do a lot more with that. Where do you see that going?
Well, I wish it would go to hell, actually, because for animation, I think we should go the opposite direction. And if 2D is ever going to make a comeback, I really think it has to celebrate the qualities that that 2D has, which is an exaggeration, a fantasy element, the charm of seeing a drawing come to life or a painting. So I think, there are certain uses, of course, for live-action films in which, I mean, we couldn't have done Jurassic Park without computers or without computer animation, but I think if you're going to concentrate on animation or fantasy films, I would like to see more of a stylized use of the computer, which is not used too often. I mean, Pixar does it. They're not interested really in doing, realistic films. They push the borders. They caricature their animation and their style, their design. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're so visually successful as well.
John Kanemaker, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
John Kanemaker is Director of Animation Studies at New York University's Tisch School of the Arts, the author of 9 books on animation. We were talking about a story that revealed that starting in 2005, Walt Disney Studios will no longer be doing hand-drawn animation films, but going to the Pixar-developed kind of technology with computers and retraining many of the artists who made so many of those great films to work on a computer now. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.